Senate Bill 232. We're taking action on Senate Bill 232. Director Lang, would you please explain for the committee the bill before us?
Senate Bill 232 would authorize the use of about $261.3 million of federal stimulus monies in the current year and essentially allow a corresponding amount of $261.3 million GPR that otherwise would be expended for general school aids to remain in the general fund. That would improve the closing balance so that we'd close the current fiscal year, if projections are borne out, with a positive number, a balance of around $70 million. To adjust for the use of this money, these federal stimulus monies now, the budget bill would need to be modified to replace those federal monies that otherwise would have been used in the 2009-11 biennium with GPR funding to hold the school aids funding level at the same level as under the finance version. But since there's a larger opening balance, essentially that money would be available to allow that type of an adjustment.
So in other words, the bill basically allows a swap out. Instead of using federal money in the next biennium to make the school aid payments, we'll be doing it in this biennium. And instead of using GPR in this biennium, we'll be using GPR in the next biennium.
Exactly.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Fiscal Bureau? Representative Voss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just when I look at this, it seems to me that the budget that the government introduced already had the $190 million deficit built into it. If we did not do this action, is the inference that we would not be making the school aid payment to those schools, or would that be made regardless of this action?
The school aid payment would occur regardless. Essentially, this action allows the state to show a positive number in the AFR and the annual fiscal report this October, assuming all the projections are borne out, rather than having a deficit shown. Otherwise, across the 3 years, if you look through June 30, 2011, there's no change. We're just sort of shifting funding between years, and it will make the current fiscal year look better in terms of the annual fiscal report. But across the 3 years, there's no change.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that. So really all we're doing here is kind of helping to hide the Doyle deficit in the year that we're in right now. So that's really what's happening throughout this process. We can make all of our payments. We can go ahead and do all of the things that have to be done, but instead we're using that one-time money for an ongoing purpose to make the deficit disappear for a few months. That's really what this is. So I guess it doesn't necessarily hurt us to do it because we're taking political action to support the Doyle deficit. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily, you know, show that we're going to be any better fiscal stewards. I mean, when I read the secretary's memo, he made it seem that if we didn't do this, it would affect our bond rating, as if our past 6 years' worth of deficit spending and using one-time money was not already having a negative drag on our bond rating. And I don't know how using one-time money for an ongoing purpose, just to show that you ended the year without a deficit, is going to do anything for our bond rating, regardless of what's already happening. So I'll vote for this because it doesn't really matter, and it's a political document that the Doyle administration is putting forward. Once again, it doesn't matter from what they've told us, so I guess we can vote for it.
Just a reminder, we're currently asking Fiscal Bureau if there's any questions of what's before us. Any other questions of Fiscal Bureau?